I'm often asked, what are the ingredients of a successful leader? I think it begins by showing initiative, by filling the void. Particularly when an individual is starting out with a career, maybe their first or second job in a large organization, nonprofit, they're looking to make a difference, to be singled out. You have to go above and beyond your job description, to show initiative, to fill a void, to look for an opportunity for you to distinguish yourself. Hi, this is Pat Bosco. Spent 50 years as a K-State administrator, mostly working with students and families. This broadcast specifically addresses an interest in being authentic and making an impact, regardless of what you might happen to be doing in your own personal or professional life. My first example is when I was an assistant dean at Kansas State University, and I was pretty well low in the hierarchy of the university. We had a situation where the university was not promoting itself in a unified manner. We had an open house program in March that was specific for the College of Engineering, and that was a wonderful activity, but it skewed the perception of what the university was all about. As a matter of fact, in the fall, we would have an open house for veterinary medicine. And it was during a football game. Other colleges were not promoting themselves in a unified manner. Well, I decided to suggest to the president of the university at the time, Dwayne Auker, that we have one day that the entire university family would come together, that all of our colleges, our living groups, our student organizations, our students, our faculty, our alumni, our parents would all come together and showcase the breadth and scope of our university, both academics and student life. That would give prospective students and family members a comprehensive view of this great land-grant university, and that we'd have one Saturday in the spring that we would celebrate our activities and programs, one unified day. He allowed me the opportunity to do that. I'm not sure he thought I was going to be successful or not, but I knew that I could be successful, that I could show the university community that I was an assistant dean, that I had some skills, but I also had some all-university potential. And that gave me an opportunity to bring the entire faculty, students, alumni, our parents together for one specific day in the spring that became K-State's All-University Open House. Now that was in the late 1970s. Today we attract 20,000 visitors on that Saturday. It's a model program for other colleges and universities. More importantly, it was an intentional, strategic way for me to distinguish myself as a beginning professional. So I suggest that regardless of where you are in an organization, look for those opportunities to demonstrate initiative, to go above and beyond the call of duty, to go outside your job description, to take a risk, take your finger out of your navel and raise your hand and say, yes, I will do the impossible, or I will do the unexpected to help move our organization forward. People in supervisory positions are looking for individuals to solve problems, that go on to do great things, maybe do some things that no one else wants to do. They give you a chance to distinguish your career in a strategic, intentional manner. It makes a difference in your outlook. It gives you a chance to work outside the box, and it gives you great satisfaction to know you're bringing value to an organization, and others notice.